Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, this article had a lot of good information. It was hard to just focus on client retention, which is why I want to direct our attention to another section, how thought leadership is changing too. The author brings up a great point. In a world where budgets are cut and clients expect granular knowledge of their needs, many larger companies are applying account-based marketing to thought leadership. And that observation made my head explode. You know, we need to talk about this now. For those of you who don't know, account-based marketing, or ABM, is the idea of narrowing your marketing effort to the smaller list of prospective companies. Instead of spending time and money on casting a wide net of folks based on common needs, we approach each of our prospects as a market of one. The idea is that these prospects have so many opportunities that the intense focus is worth it. Now let's apply that to thought leadership. If larger shops start flooding their prospects with more specific content tailored just to those companies, how does our stuff compare? Not well, I'm afraid. We will appear talented yet too general. The buyer will think, yeah, they're good, but these big dogs over here are perfect. This is not good. So our first step is to not panic. Yes, this is happening, but we don't know to what degree yet. I'm thinking now is the time for baby steps to test the waters. Here are a couple of ideas that do just that. First up, I think it's time we collaborate with our clients. Some of us have shared the speaking platform at industry events. Why not put together a think piece that can be distributed to a targeted audience, maybe within the company or their customers? Think about it. Our client gets more exposure and thought leadership points. And remember, we just explored this in an earlier post that more of them want that. And we get help in distributing the piece to those who need it. Second, we need to reconfigure formats. With needs becoming a fast-moving target, does it make more sense to produce more shorter formats than fewer longer ones? In other words, can we cover more needs faster so that we can reach the right people at just the right time? Regardless of ABM, relevance is now granular. So yeah, it's also a bandwidth issue. We also have to serve clients. Now I know what some of y'all are thinking. This doesn't apply to you because you work with entrepreneurs and small businesses. And you're right, for now. But changing expectations have a way of traveling fast. I can totally see smaller businesses expecting this same depth of understanding from us. This is how buyers define relevance. So let's put these changes on our radar now so we're not surprised later on. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.